1 Chronicles chapter 22. Then David said, "This is the house of Yahweh God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel." David gave orders to gather together the foreigners who were in the land of Israel, and he set masons to cut worked stones to build God's house. Well, all this talk about David building the temple. When David first had the idea in his head to build a temple, God said to him through Nathan, "No, I do not want a temple made with hands. I live in human lives and human hearts. I'll build you a house in the sense of a family that shall grow into an eternal kingdom." And David is very humbled at that time, but later on in his life, he clearly did not accept that, and he still wanted to go ahead with this plan of building a temple. And okay, God accepted that. Rather like when Israel said, "We want a king." Well, that was a rejection of God as their king, but okay, he gave them a king. And so God will give you, in a sense, that which you really want. And I think he does it that way so that we realize that what you really want as your heart's desire, that is most important, because you might actually get it in essence. Or you will get it, in fact. If you want the fast life and the luxury life, well, you might get a taste of it if that's your heart's desire. If your heart's desire is to be in God's kingdom, you'll be there. All those who love his appearing, Paul says, will be there. But that is loving his appearing as the driving passion of your core heart desire. So David gets masons to cut stones to build God's house. Well, as I say, his building of the temple was not God's ideal, but okay, God went along with it. And that is alluded to, I think, later on, where we are built up as living stones in the spiritual house of God's temple. Now, David didn't build the temple in his life. Solomon built the temple. But he prepared the stones in advance. And so we are the stones, and we are being shaped now so that we might be used in God's temple forever. And the need to shape the stones was so that they all fitted together with each other. And that is, of course, what God is doing now, that it is our relationships with each other, with our fellow stones, which are so important, and we are being chiseled and hammered out so that we might fit together. Now, if you run away from that by saying, "Oh, I can't stick this anymore, I'm out of here," well, and you push off into total isolation, well, you are really opting out of that. I don't say that you don't leave an abusive situation, but I think that the idea of life really is to knock us into shape in this life so that when Jesus comes, a bit like Solomon building the temple, then all these stones can be put into place. David prepared iron in abundance for the nails, for the doors of the gates, and for the couplings, and brass in abundance without weight. So he was thinking of the tiniest detail, just as God does. And cedar trees without number for the Sidonians and Tyrians, people from Tyre, brought cedar trees in abundance to David. David said, "Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be built for Yahweh must be exceedingly magnificent, of fame and of glory throughout all nations." Well, no, he's missing the point. God said, "I'm quite happy living under curtains, that my ark, the symbol of my presence, should be beneath curtains. I don't need any bling. I don't need any magnificent physical building." But David comes down very small when God says that, but he doesn't stay small. He goes back to his own old ideas. And this is what happens with us. We can have a crisis in life, or God intervenes in your life, and you become very small before God at that point. But the key is to stay small in your own eyes, and not to go back to the old thinking. David prepared abundantly before his death. Then he called for Solomon his son and commanded him to build a house for Yahweh, God of Israel. David said to Solomon, "As for me, it was in my heart to build a house to the name of Yahweh my God. But the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 'You have shed blood abundantly and have made great wars. You shall not build a house to my name, because you have shed much blood on the earth in my sight. Well, is that really what God said to him? Or is he simply saying, yeah, well, this is what God said? Because you can imagine sometimes that God has said something to you, or that the Bible means something that it doesn't, to fit in with your own little narrative. So he says, well, God told me that I can't build it because I shed too much blood. Behold, a son shall be born to you who shall be a man of peace, Solomon. I will give him peace from all his enemies all around, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness to Israel in his days. Well, again, is this really what God said? Because Solomon had all sorts of adversaries who rose up against him. It says here, I'll give him peace from all his enemies all around. Well, in one sense, yes, Solomon did have a big, powerful kingdom, but I wouldn't say he was given peace from all his enemies. He had all sorts of enemies, Satan's adversaries, we're told. And then he goes on to say what he says God said. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Well, no, David. Those promises about I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and he shall have a kingdom that lasts forever, these words are quoted in the New Testament not about Solomon, but about Jesus. The angel Gabriel uses them when he appears to Mary and says, you're going to conceive and have a baby who's going to be the Son of God, who's going to fulfill all these things. So I think this was David's hope, and he rather thought that God backed him up in that. And I think you've got to be careful that you don't make the same mistake. So he says, may Yahweh give you discretion and understanding and put you in charge of Israel, that so you may keep the law of Yahweh your God. Then you will prosper if you observe to do the statutes which Yahweh gave Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and courageous, don't be afraid nor dismayed. Now behold, I have made a great effort in preparing for the house of Yahweh 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, brass and iron without weight, for it is in abundance. I've also prepared timber and stone, and you may add to them. Well, keep remembering what God said to David to start with. I don't want all this. I don't need all this. And it's rather like Solomon offering all those thousands of sacrifices when the temple is dedicated. It would have been blood flowing everywhere. It would have been a slaughter, a massacre of animals. And yet David, in his finer moments, said after his sin with Bathsheba, you don't desire sacrifice. You want a broken and a contrite heart. And that is exactly the point. But I think he and Solomon go away from that understanding. He says, there's also workmen with you in abundance, cutters and workers of stone and timber. Arise and be doing, and may Yahweh be with you. David commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon. Well, as I say, the preparation of all the materials that were to be in the kingdom in the future, you can see, although, you know, in reality, David was not doing the highest level, I don't think, of serving God in this way. You can see in all that something looking forward to how God is preparing us as the material that he's going to use in his kingdom.